Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wow. That RFK hearing yesterday, Lee, was wild.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let me tell you what was wild about it is a bunch of people, Democrats and big government uniparty Republicans, all hepped up on pharma dollars. People who, yeah, they were high on pharma.
Exactly.
They were literally high. I mean, like you thought they were high listening to them if you get real news. People who don't generally get real news and have no idea what happened around COVID confronting a guy who does. And you're just like, wow, this is so weird listening to these people. They got, as we know, the CDC, the Health and Human Services Department, every single facet of COVID wrong. Mm-hmm. There is no exception. Masks were, no, they don't. Lockdowns are what we need, no. Actually, they not only didn't work, made the spread worse. Locked everybody in their own homes while still letting them go to Walmart because those people donate a lot of money to politicians. So the big stores, people got to go there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Then we would find out, we were told it was all based on science. And one by one by one by one by one by one by one, we found out none of it was based on science. Literally made it up. The 6 foot, distance thing. That
social
came,
distancing. Yeah.
Social distancing came from a high school science project where she arbitrarily picked the number. And her dad got her published in a major scientific journal. What the public wasn't told is actual scientists then debunked the whole damn thing. Oh, they did? Yeah, peer-reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
None of it was ever real. We were lied to about that. There was not an aspect of COVID we weren't lied to about. Every single aspect fell apart.
I remember the wiping down the surfaces and everything. That was a big thing. That was debunked, too.
I was debunked, too. And after all, look, when you handle a big pandemic like this, if you're honestly trying to protect the public, they weren't. They were trying to infect the public at higher and higher rates. So everything they recommended had the side effect of making COVID worse. That's not an accident. At some point, you can see them making a few mistakes, but we've pointed out many, many times, everything was a mistake. Then the school closures. They told us, it was science. You're killing kids if you don't want to do. And then we ended up finding out there was no science behind that. The school teacher lobby told the Democrats they didn't want to go back to school. They're having a good time at home. And so they said, okay, no school. Was that science? No, it was politics. There was no part of this based on science. So RFK is saying and said yesterday, as head of Health and Human Services Department, I'm just going through and firing everybody who did that. Oh, good. But it was like the senators had no idea any of that ever happened. Like, were you on this planet for the last 2 years? It was bizarre watching these people who I guess think there was science behind all of this. What is kicking this off? This is the most fascinating part of the whole thing. What are these people arguing about? What are they so up in arms about? They're demanding that RFK be fired, but not really explaining why. Here's why they're freaking out. Because RFK has said, this is radical now, hold on. We are going to subject the mRNA vaccines for COVID and now for the flu. They want to use them for the flu to the same testing that is required for every other vaccine in America for the last almost 40 years.
Boy, now that's radical, isn't it?
That is some radical stuff. We're going to do, hold on, wait for it. Double blind studies of one, efficacy. Does it work? Number two, side effects. Ooh, the big one they really don't want to do. That's it? That's it.
So we're talking about pharmaceutical equity.
Yes. Yeah. Now, would you like to put something in your arm that we don't have any trial data on? No. No, you would not. Because you are the guinea pig. Well, the Democrats and some, you know, really goofy Republicans yesterday, all of whom have buku pharma donations and no other interest in information, were screaming and yelling. But if you notice the deceptive nature of that hearing, again, Lee, they were never really clear what they were mad about. It was just RFK isn't doing science. He's not doing, he's not following science. What science? They didn't say. Well, again, they're mad because he wants to follow science. The other thing that they're really, really, really mad about is the end of the EUA.
Right.
The end of the emergency use authorization.
Right.
They said, well, COVID's here. We don't have time. So we're just going to let you be the guinea pig. We'll skip that trial, silly stuff. It'll probably work, maybe not. Who knows? Hey, stick your arm out or you lose your job.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
He ended the emergency use authorization, which means these shots must now undergo the same exact trials that every other shot many medications have to go through. That's it. That's all he's doing. That's all. And they're screaming. You took away my mRNA vaccine. Well, can I still get it?
Yeah.
Now, in some states, you might have to pay for it with your own money. That's not taking it away.
Nope.
And that's what Elizabeth Warren was trying to argue yesterday. Yeah. Well, if you don't put it on the approved list, then it's not free at the pharmacy. Well, yeah, but why isn't it on the approved list? Because RFK hates science. Actually, no, it's because RFK loves science. It's not on the approved list because there's no trial data. When you have trial data, hey, you know, shot X, highly effective. Let me give you one that's extremely effective, polio. Polio is a very effective vaccine, which is very old technology. We understand it very well. There's some side effects to it. We understand the risk. It's very minimal, but there is some, you know, small number of people a year side effects to it, but it's worth the risk, right? We get it. We know we have trial data. We don't hide the trial data. So what is it? That's why it's covered. So they want to take a vaccine and really a vaccine technology, Lee, because now they want to use this for flu, which is absurd. Because we don't have a national flu emergency. We don't have a surge of flu. We don't have a new kind of flu. We don't have any of it. They want to use the mRNA emergency use to start making other vaccines for which there is no data. And your doctor will not tell you this, most of them. And the reason is not part of some conspiracy. These doctors have been taught since medical school, go with whatever the CDC and Health and Human Services and the FDA say. Just go with that. It's good. And they'll do it to protect themselves from getting sued. You could use it as a defense in court. So nobody's asking, nobody's questioning, hey, where is the data on these shots? There is none. That's what Trump said earlier this week. Hey, they showed me some really cool numbers. Why won't they show them to the public? Because they're fake. And because they can't show them to the public. Number one, they weren't done on standard science. But number two, because all of those doctors that they had to silence to get this technology to market, the ones warning of the side effects, the ones who were right, there's no FBI out there censoring these people anymore. They can't put data out. It will be torn to pieces by the world's foremost virologists. So they attacked the messenger RFK, not the messenger RNA. But this is good, Lee. This is like the process you have to go through to get to the final truth about COVID.
I love the way that RFK Jr. pointed out that socialist-leaning Elizabeth Warren, who hates corporations, got what I think he said about $850 million or something or other from pharmaceutical companies for her campaigns.
Yeah, and she acts like that's like no big deal and just rolls right over it.
And she is the first one to talk about greedy corporations and corporate America is trying to kill people, trying to do everything, and yet she just continues to take money from them, just like Bernie Sanders does.
Right. He's taken a ton of pharma money, too, and has no questions. So that's where we are this morning, and poor Jay Bhattacharya is out there trying to tell the American public. And American people don't understand. This is what's so incredible. There's no data. I mean, let's look at reality, okay? When you have the FDA, which is under RFK, suing in partnership with the big vaccine makers to hide any shot trial data for 75 years, that's not science, okay? That's absurd. The fact they didn't have to do it to begin with, they have still collected some internally anyway. 75 years, you want to hide secret shot data. What? Who does it with a consumer product? They are acting like it's like CIA black site op stuff. Why can't I know what's in the shot? Shut up. It's good for you. Can't be. You want to hide it. If it was good. Here's the bottom line, Lee. If it was good for you, really good for you, they'd want to publish it everywhere. Right? That's how you get more customers. Not hide it. And then when you look at the pharma data that got released, a lot of it's redacted. Again, like it's out of a CIA black ops site. What, you're redacting shot data? Who's ever heard of such a thing? What the heck? So, and again, it seemed like a lot of the senators didn't understand anything that I just told you. Like they were just handed talking points by big pharma lobbyists. We're getting there. We are making progress, as painful as it is to stop the potential poisoning of the American people.